We are continuing on with Inyanim Kibud Av-Em. So we had been discussing some of the halachos in Simen Reish Mem Sif Beis with regard to Yeshiva B'Makom Aviv, Amida B'Makom Aviv. So this week, I figured we'd jump just a line or two in that same Sif to another halacha, which actually, as I mentioned in Shir this morning, is somewhat relevant to this week's parsha. And that is the following. Let's take a look. We can enable Shir screening. I will pull up some Mara Mekomos. All right, thank you. And let's take a look here. Very beginning. Where are we? We are here in... We'll start with the Gemara first. Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows. Tanu Rabbanan. Lunin Abraisa. Chacham. A Chacham who is saying a shir. Mishana Shem Aviv V'Shem Rabo. He's supposed to change the way in which he refers to his father or to his Rebbe. Whereas the Torgamon, the one who repeats what the Chacham said to the public, Eina Mishana Lo Shem Aviv V'Lo Shem Rabo, doesn't have to make any changes to the name of the father or the Rebbe cited by the Chacham. And the Gemara gives the following example, Ki Hada Mar Bar Av Ashi, Ki have a darsh bepirka, when Mar Bar Av Ashi would be giving a shir, and he's quoting his father Av Ashi. So what did he do? Iu Amar Abba Mori. Mar Bar Av Ashi, when he sought to quote his father, he would say Abba Mori, Va'amore, and then the Torgamon, the individual who would then project to the audience what Mar Bar Av Ashi had said, Amar, he would say, Hochi Amar Av Ashi, Av Ashi said this. So when Mar Bar Av Ashi would quote his father, he would say, Abba Mori. He wouldn't say his name. Okay, this is the halacha in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Reish Mem Sif Beis, the same Sif we were learning last week. And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'lo yikra'enu b'shmo, you're not supposed to refer to your father by name. Clearly, we're not talking about calling your father, but even speaking with others and referring to your father, as we saw in the Gemara, you're not supposed to refer to your father by name. Ella Omer Abba Mori. Rather, you say Abba Mori. Okay, this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Pischei Shuva comments as follows. That if someone asks you, who's your father? Oh, this is your last name. Oh, I know Marcus. Which Marcus are you? Who's your father? So Pischei Shuva says, if others ask you, well, who's your father? What's his name? You're allowed to say, I am the son of Reb so-and-so. With the Reb honorific title prefacing your father's name. And Pischei Shuva brings a raya from the Maharshal, in Yom Shah Shlomo, Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Simen Tamachei. The Maharshal writes, we find that the Rush refers to his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Meir. Why mention him by name? So the Maharshal says, presumably because the Rush had other Rabbanim. So to identify which Rebbe he's talking about, he had to say, Rabbeinu Meir, Moreinu Harav Meir. So Pischei Shuva says, okay, so if you see from Maharshal that when there is a need for identification, you're allowed to mention the name as long as you add the title in front of the name. Okay, so too says Pischei Shuva. Somebody asks you, okay, oh, you're a Marcus. Who's your father? So you can say, my father is Reb so-and-so. Fine. So what I was troubled by was this week's parsha. Very end of Parsha's Vayechi. After Yaakov's death, the brothers come to speak to Yaakov to request that he forgive them. And Yosef, in speaking to his brothers, Perak Nun, Pasuk Chav Dalet, says, Anuchi Meis, Melokim Pakod Yifkod Eschem, Vehelo Eschem, Min Oretz, Hazos, El Ha'oretz, Arshenishba, Lavraham, Liyitzchak, Uliyakov. So Yosef, speaking to his brothers, says, I am going to die. Kadosh Baruch Hu will remember you and will bring you up from this land to the land that he swore to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. Why was Yosef allowed to say Liyakov with no title prefacing the reference to his father Yaakov? The Gemara said Beferish, as Shulchan Aruch quoted. Well, Shulchan Aruch says Beferish, Lo b'chayev v'lo b'moso. Not when he's alive, nor when he's dead. And Shulchan Aruch paskin that this Isra of referring to your father by name applies even b'moso. So, Lefizet, why is Yosef referring to Yaakov by name? So this morning in Shir, one of the guys, I think it was Shaul, pointed out, well, look early in the Parsha. We have another instance where we find the same kasha can be asked with regard to Yaakov. Before Yaakov dies, what does Yaakov say in Perek Mem Ches? It says here, Pasuk Tezvav, Vayvarech es Yosef, Yaakov gives Yosef a bracha, vayomar, he says, Harlokim asher eshalcho avosai lefanav Avraham v'Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu, my fathers walked in front of him, Avraham and Yitzchak. Harlokim haro'e osi me'odi ari amazeh. Very next pasuk again as well. Hamalach ha'go'el osi mi'kol ra, yivarechas hana'orim, v'yikarev ahem shemi, v'shem avosai Avraham v'Yitzchak. So didn't Yaakov also refer to Yitzchak by name? So one of the other guys in Shir this morning pointed out, correctly so, at least here in these psukim, Yaakov first mentions the term avosai. Halokim asher hishalchu avosai lefanav Avraham Yitzchak. Or v'yikarei b'hem shemi b'shem avosai Avraham v'Yitzchak. So at least in these psukim, you have the reference to avosai as perhaps a respectful title to preface the name of Yitzchak, which is mentioned thereafter. So perhaps this would be at least justification for what Yaakov said, referencing Yitzchak. Now, truth is, Baruch Hashem, in Yiras Chus, in looking through some of my Makomas, preparing for this shir, I came across the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan Taka asks this kasha. Aruch HaShulchan says, what do you mean? Yaakov Amar, V'shem Avosai, Avraham Yitzchak. So Aruch HaShulchan asks this kasha, this week's parasha. How could Yaakov mention Avraham Yitzchak? So, the Aruch HaShulchan says, ultimately, that perhaps the pshat in the halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch, is, says like this, the kavanosam shelo yikrenu b'shmo levad. Maybe the iser is to dafka mention the name of one's father alone. Below Abba, without the title Abba. Aval kesha omer Abba, but if you use the title Abba, you say Abba Ploni, Abba so-and-so, then mutter. Maybe that's mutter. The Gemara says that Mar Rav Ashi didn't say Abba Ashi. He said Abba Mori. So Aruch HaShulchan suggests v'zeh shekosvu ela omer Abba Mori. When the Shulchan Aruch says you have to say Abba Mori, maybe that's dafka when you're quoting a Dvar Halacha in his name. That was the scenario in the Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, that Mar Rav Ashi is quoting his father in saying a Halacha Bishmo. So maybe when you're saying over Torah from your father, then you say Dafka Abba Mori. He's teaching me this halacha. He's my Mori. He's teaching me this Torah, this halacha. But if you're not saying over Dvar Halacha in your name of your father, you're referring to your father without quoting a Dvar Halacha, so maybe then you could say Abba Ploni instead of Abba Mori. So suggests the Aruch HaShulchan. So again, he says, Avaba Mili Da Alma, says Aruch HaShulchan, Tzorech Loma Abba Ploni. Maybe then you don't need to say Abba Mari. You can say Abba Ploni. Because there's no need to say Mori if you're not quoting a Dvar Halacha. When are you quoting Dvar Halacha as Mar Bar Vashi did in Kedush Lamed Aleph? Okay. See, he's teaching the Dvar Halacha, so he's Abba Mori. But Stam quoting something other than Halacha, other than Torah from your father, or referencing your father, so says Archa Shulchan, perhaps Abba Ploni is sufficient. And that would be Teretz for Yaakov Avinu, referring to V'shem Avosai Abraham V'Yitzchak. It's like saying Abba Ploni. So suggests Archa Shulchan, and then I saw with regard to this Shaila, the same is true in, it seems, the Bir Agra holds this way. You look in Reish Mem Beis, Hilchas Kibud Rabo, we're there as well. In Reish Mem Beis, I just pull this up. Reish Mem Beis, let's pull up Hilchas Kibud Rabo, Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Beis. The Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Beis Sif Tesvav, says like this. Osir Latalmid, Likros Larabo Bishmo, Lo Bechayev, Belebemozo. You can't refer to your Rebbe by his name, not while he's alive, not when he's dead. Okay, fine. On that, says Ramah, back to our Mar Makom Hashi, says Ramah, the Kol Zeh, this Isser of referring to your Rebbe by name, is Dafka Kesheinu Mazkir Rak Shmo Levad. If all you say is the name, it's Usser. But you can say Rebbe Mori Ploni, says Ramah. Rebbe Mori Ploni. Says the Birak Ra, so too by your father, the Chain Ba'aviv, Kisha Omar, Abba Mutter. He says Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta is found in Shas referring to Abba Chalafta. So you see the Birak Ra says Beferish in Reish Mem Beis that the same way the Rama says you're allowed to refer to your Rebbe by saying Rebbe Mori Ploni, so too with your father, says the Bir Agra. You can say Abba Ploni, as in Abba Chalafta. So the Gra seems to be saying, like the Archa Shulchan, that with regard to mentioning one's father's by name, you can say Abba Ploni. And the Archa Shulchan again would say that if you're saying a Dvar Halacha, then you should say Abba Mori. But in other contexts, Archa Shulchan says, you'd be allowed to say Abba Ploni. Because this would be a heter l'chora for justification, explanation, for Yaakov, referring to Avosai Avraham V'Yitzchak. Now, I came across an interesting shaila. This I saw in the Stei Chemed. Stechemer in Mareches Chof, Klal Kuf Dalin. Mareches Chof, Klal Kuf Dalin. Says Stechemer, we do find sometimes you have someone whose actual name is Abba. Now, not so common anymore, but think of Abba Braunspiegel. Or, I'm sorry?
Avod Shmuel.
Avod Shmuel.
Abba Bar Abba, no?
Abba?
Abba Bar Abba.
Abba Bar Abba. I think Rav's name was Abba, was Abba, correct?
Right.
So, you find even contemporary, you find Abba Braunspiegel, Abba Berman, you know, some contemporary Rosh Hashivas. I mean, do you know of anybody else whose name is Abba? Offhand, it's not a common name, granted, but you do find such a first name. So, can that individual's son call him Abba? He's referring to Abba as a title, as father. But, and let's say he says, Abba, Abba, does that make it any better? I'm sorry?
Shmuel's father was Abba Bar Abba.
Okay, good, yeah.
How did Shmuel refer to his father?
How do you tell me? How did he? Do we know? So we should call up the Berman Mishpacha or the Braunspiegel Mishpacha and find out, did they call their father Abba? I would Venture to guess not. I assume they're playing with a tati instead, presumably. But that's taka how the stechan paskins. He paskins if your father's name is Abba, you can't call him Abba, even though you mean it as a respectful title. But for him, that's his name. So you can't call him Abba. You have to call him something other than Abba. But assuming that his name is not Abba, the Gra at least allows one to refer to Abba Ploni. Now, I should hasten to point out that the Shach here writes that when the Rama says you can say Rebbe Mori Ploni, the Shach says it's Dafka Shlobafanov. You can't address your Rebbe and say Rebbe Mori Ploni. As you can refer when speaking to someone else about your Rebbe by saying Rebbe Mori Ploni. So when the Gra says that you can say Abba Ploni, that might also be limited to a situation which you're referring to your father when talking to others and saying Abba Chalafta, Abba Ploni. But to refer to your father directly and say Abba Ploni or Rebbe Ploni, the Shach would seem to say that's Usser. Okay. So we still have this kash on Yosef though. You know, why did Yosef say Ashenishba La'avram L'Yitzchak U'L'Yaakov? So even if you can go with the Rosh Hashulchan and the Be'er Gra that Yaakov was able to say Asher Hishalchu Avosai L'Fonav Avraham V'Yitzchak because he said the term Avosai, but what's the pshat in Yosef? Why was Yosef allowed to say Ashenishba La'avram Yitzchak L'Yaakov? So that kash is still, I haven't come across a teretz for. Still troubles me. So let's look now at Rav Moshe. Igros Moshe, Yerodeh Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Lama Gimel. Rav Moshe in a tshuva to his son Rav David. So Rav David had a kash on the Shach. Just mentioned the Shach, who says that when the Ramah is matir to address your, to speak of your Rebbe as Rebbe Mori Ploni, Shach says, Dafkevi, not saying it in his presence. Frekt Rav David. What do you mean? We see that Batsheva said in David HaMelech's presence, Yechi Adoni HaMelech David. So Batsheva speaks to David HaMelech, and yes, she uses the proper titles, Adoni HaMelech, and then the name David, but she was standing in his presence, Yechi Adoni HaMelech David. So according to Shach, that you're not allowed to say Rebbe Mori Ploni in the presence of your Rebbe. So Batsheva is talking to the Melech Yisrael. How is she allowed to say, Yechi Adoni HaMelech David? And Rav David asks as well, from Shlomo, who speaks of, in his tefilos, David Avi. So, Rav Moshe writes as follows, Nirlanias Daiti, Dekevan Shehu Tefila Lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. Batsheva was, in essence, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yechi Adoni HaMelech David. Okay, so granted, she's standing in David HaMelech's presence, but she's not talking to him. She's saying a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yechi Adoni HaMelech David. Dr. Moshe, Ein Lachlok Kavod Lebasav Adam. When you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't bestow honorary titles on a Basav Adam. Even the Melech. But in the presence of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, when talking to Kaddish Baruch Hu, you don't bestow honorary titles on Basav Adam. And Memela says to Moshe, Yechi Adoni HaMelech David. That was a tefillah to Kaddish Baruch Hu. So even though David is right there, still mutter. Now we find this idea in the Sefer Chasidim. Sefer Chasidim says, Adam Shemispalel Al Aviv. And the poskim, contemporary poskim, quote this Sefer Chasidim. Person's davening for his father, in Mucholah. Person has a father who is in need of a refuah shleima, so you're davening for a refuah shleima for your father. So lo yomar terape abba mari, o ladoni abba rape. So the Chassidim says, when you're davening for a refuah shleima for one's father, then you bedafka don't say abba mari. So says Sefer Chassidim. So this is quoted as well in Birkei Yosef on this sif in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Reish Mem, Sifkat and Dalin. Birkei Yosef initially doesn't quote Sefer Chassidim. He later quotes it, but initially he says the following. He says, "Kishemespalel al aviv o al rabo, nira de'ein lomar betchinaso, refana ladoni avi." He cites other poskim who say the same halacha. When davening for one's father or for one's rebbe, you shouldn't say refana ladoni avi, or Abba Mari, or Rebbe Va'alufi. And he cites Rayas from Tanakh, Shlomo Melech, Elisha Navi, and he says, She'ein gavus lifnei hamakom. When you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, no one is deserving of titles in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, yes, when you're referring to your father in conversation with other people, so of course you say Abba Mori, or if it's Shlomo Fanav, you say, according to the Gra, Abba Ploni. But when you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Birkei Yosef, just like Sefer Chassidim said, in your tefillah for a fool, Shlomo for a father, when you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you don't say Abba Ploni. You don't say Abba Ploni. So, the Birkei Yosef says, you can say Avi, you can say Rabbi, but don't give the titles of Avi Mori or Rabbi Alufi, Rebbe Amori. Just Avi or Rabbi. So says Birkei Yosef, along the lines of Sefer Chassidim. So this is also Rav Moshe suggesting that when Bathsheba was saying Yichi Adoni HaMelech David, she was also saying a tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu in essence. So when you're saying a tefillah on behalf of somebody else, doesn't matter who it is, a father, a melech, no need to say the honorary titles, and perhaps it's not even appropriate to do so when speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I'm not sure if that's going to help us with the God to Yosef. When Yosef is talking to his brothers back here again in Perek Nun, is this a tefillah? He's talking to his brothers. Is it almost like sharing a tefillah with them? What does it say? Anochi meis, ve'elokim pakod yifkod eschem, ve'he'elo eschem min aretz hazos el aretz, ashenishba la'avraham li'yitzchak u'yakov. Is that a tefillah? Or is it a statement of fact? What is it? Words, if you could argue this is a tefillah, so maybe then you could say, okay, he's sharing a tefillah with his brothers, much like Bathsheba was sharing a tefillah in the presence of David HaMelech. So if it's a tefillah, then you could argue, based on Chassidim, based on Birkei Yosef, Rav Moshe, maybe you could argue that there's no need to mention honorary titles in a tefillah. But my question is this a tefillah he's sharing with his brothers, or is he stating a fact, talking directly to his brothers? Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to the land that he swore to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Or no, maybe it's like a tefillah. That Kadosh, he's almost like saying a tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember you and bring you to the land that he swore to give to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. What do you think it sounds more like to you? I was inclined to think it sounds more like a statement of fact, talking to his brothers, not as much of a tefillah. Because if you could argue that it's a tefillah, then maybe then we would have this justification for the fact that he mentions Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov without any respectful titles beforehand. So I mentioned this just as a ha'ara, a suggestion for further thought. But certainly be interested to hear if you have any other terutzim or suggestions for why Yosef mentions Yaakov by name without any proper titles before the name. Because I didn't see, at this point, that this particular question raised, but it does seem to be worthy of consideration, worthy of discussion. I'll just conclude with one last ha'ara, which is the following. We just mentioned that when speaking in tefillah on behalf of a father, then it's not even appropriate to give the honorary titles, because Ein Gavus Lifnei HaMakom. So, interesting, Hara. Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was asked, as quoted in Shuvas, Salma Chaim, what about the fact that when you say a Kelmale or a Yizkar, the Nusach in Yizkar is Yizkar Elokim Nishmas Avimori. Every Siddur has that. Isn't that a Tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So according to Sefer Chassidim, Berke Yosef, why are you saying Yizkar Elokim Nishmas Avimori? Ein Gavos Lifnei Amakom? So, the Shoel had suggested, well, Yizkor is in third person. You're not addressing Kadosh Baruch Hu directly. Maybe that's a heter to say Avi Mori. But Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld did not like that pshat. He says instead as follows. He says like this. He says, no, the pshat is that in Yizkor, when you say Avi Mori, there you simply mean to say that my father also raised me b'derech haTorah. He was my father and he taught me. It's not that you're trying to bestow titles of respect when talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, you're simply highlighting the fact that he was your father and he also taught you and raised you b'derech haTorah. That suggests, Yosef Chaim, might be the justification for the Nusach of Yizkar Lakim Nishmas Abimori. So I saw in Sefer Kibbutz Ave Mbachasa, where he cites this tshuva of Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, he also cites another similar question. What about Brichas Mazon? Standard Nusach in Brichas Mazon. Rachman v'yivarech es Abimori balabais hazeh. So, what's the beer for the use of that phrase, Harachamon, who Yivarach is Avi Mori, Balabai Sazeh? What do you think? What?
It's not a thing.
It's what?
The Harachamon simply says that he wrote them, which we shall be saying anyways.
The Harachamon, I couldn't hear you.
Is in place of the Yerotzon, which we shall be saying anyways.
He's saying, well, if you say the Yerotzon, which is the Nusach HaGemara, instead of the Harachamon, then you don't have that problem. Shalei Yovesh Lekom Balabai Sazeh. Right? Okay, Echanami. But Lamaisa, even though you're right, perhaps it's better to say the Yerotzah Nusach HaGemara in place of the Harachaman. But Lamaisa, the Nusach of the, you know, the standard Siddur, which has that Harachaman, so what's the beer in the Avi Mori when talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So, you're right, if you say the Yerotzah, then you don't have the problems. Others, he quotes, suggest maybe because you're not saying your father's name, should that make a difference? You're not saying Avi Mori Ploni, you're saying Avi Mori. Does that make any make it any better? What? Right. So Echami, right. So it's hard to understand. He quotes a number of Svarim who suggest maybe that's the chilek, that when you don't say Ploni, the name of your father, you say Avi Mori, it's okay. But you're right. Ms. Svar, I don't understand the difference. Why is that any better? And Echanami. I don't understand the Svar for that. But you're 100% right as well. If you say the Yiratzon as it appears in the Nusach HaGemara and the Shulchan Aruch, then you avoid the problem altogether.
It could be like Shulchan Esther, there's more of like an Ema when you're Lefnei HaMelech as opposed to like Arachaman, like you're still talking to Hashem, but it's like more of like a Durabana. I don't know, it's like a Tere Durabana.
So it's hard to understand the Chilek. You know, it's hard to understand. I don't know. I'm not sure what the svar is for that. Okay, so I leave that to you for your consideration. So the Harachaman Yivarach Es Avi Mori, one question to consider. But the kasha we began with, Yosef, end of the sixth parsha, Ashenishba La Avraham Liitzchak Al Yaakov. That I don't have a teretz for. Yaakov said, B'shem Avosai Avraham Yitzchak. Okay, he said B'shem Avosai. That I have a justification for. But Yosef saying Ashnishba Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that I don't have a teretz for just yet. So, still looking. If you find anything, please, by all means, let me know.